The person did a mila. And you see there's certain pieces of skin which will look nicer if they would be removed. Then as long as he's still in the middle of the mila, he can add to the initial mila, even though he did the basic kosher mila, but for the delicate and zeil to make it look nicer, it's permitted him to the hemshach of the mitzvah. Sila gyada, ein otoyza, el tzitzim al akim. If he stops the bris, and then later on he notices that there's more skin left behind than he would have wanted to. So if it's just for beauty, it's also to do. But if he sees him cut enough, then it's permitted to do what it was necessary to do, because he's not considered female yet. He didn't have the female yet if he didn't cut enough off. Hey, little, hey, ma'akrim, what are the pieces of skin that pass on the needle that show that he didn't cut enough? Plus, the face and I feel very grateful, shall I turn off an effort? If it's a strip of skin that covers the majority of the height of the Atara, even though it doesn't go all around, it's just in one place, even so, that's enough erosion to consider that nibo. And surely, if in the whole circumference of the Atara, he didn't cut enough, even though the part is sticking out, but if he didn't cut enough over there, then he's not considered nibo. Siv Gimel ben Shmoina, of somebody who a Shabbat was born after 8 months. So, in Gomel service, he found him following to the Shabbat. If he has hair and fingernails, that's a sign that he's fully developed, so we don't treat him as a Shmoina, we treat him as a child that was supposed to be born after 7 months, and he just stayed a little bit of overtime, instead of 9 months that was below the, before the time. The bottom line is, if he's born with hair and fingernails, alright, then Lord Gomel, a fever, imusafek, and shimusafek, and Shmoina, and Gomel to the Shabbat. If he has this sign that he's not fully developed, that he doesn't have fingernails in hair, then even if you're in doubt, if it's 7 months, 8 months, do not do the bris on Shabbos, and stuff like that, and Shmaita Vada, surely it's clearly 8 months here. Baby, do not do the mila if he doesn't have his fingernails in here. The imu ben Shiva Vada, if he logon the Shabbos, the punas, and molamois. If you know for sure he is 7 months, for example, if they had relations and then the husband went out of town, over there, the Abiyaloch, a 7 month pregnancy is considered a regular. If he's born after 7 months, we assume that it was a regular full-term seven-month pregnancy. If the meal was pushed off, not the Shabbos, only on the 8th day of the Shabbos.